All right, Startup Nation Radio, again, this is your moment. This show's going to be, we call this show Super Startups, Dan.
For good reason.
How you doing, Dan? How you
doing
today?
I'm doing fantastic.
You ready to go to work?
I am.
Let's make some dreams come true.
What's great about today, Jeff, is that we've got three amazing companies represented with some fantastic people that really represent everything that is great about Detroit.
Okay, amazing. And we're gonna get to the introductions in just a second, Dan. First, I want to bring on Rich Sloan calling in from the Nation. Hey.
Hey, how are you guys today? Are we going to knock down some great stuff today or what?
Well, we're going to knock down some walls and we're going to lift up some
inspire some
dreams.
I'm inspired.
Yeah. All right. So look, guys, there's nothing like learning from real world examples, things that work, things that don't work, how to do it, how not to do it. In today's show, we're calling Super Startups. So what we're going to do is feature some startup companies. We're going to target key moves that they made to make it happen, without which, if they didn't make those moves, we wouldn't be talking to them today.
Right. Nothing would happen.
And so you, the audience out there, if you've got a dream of starting a business, here's what you can expect from today's show. Listen carefully to their stories. We're going to help break it down and pull out those nuggets, those pearls of wisdom for you that you can use to get your own dreams moving along and get to business of your own started as well. So that's what you can expect. Now, Dan, our first guest, this is an amazing story.
It's one that I've never quite heard before.
It's an amazing story. I mean, starting a business is hard, challenging.
Very
things
challenging.
Don't go well. Things,
not
as
always.
Dan Gilbert said in our first show, things are messy.
But this story,
amazingly so, really kind of has just been magical. So
this just goes
bring
to
it
show
to us,
you.
Dan.
Well,
yeah.
It goes to show you that if you start, if you actually take that first move, you've got an idea in your head, the genesis of something brewing, and you just take action. What can it start? So. In studio with us this afternoon, which we're really excited about, is Natalia Petrzak and Stephanie Dion, the co-founders of Vision Boards. Now, Vision Boards is a company that's been around an amazing 4 weeks.
4 weeks, right.
4 weeks. Vision Boards did not exist, and here they are today, and it has been an amazing ride. They have been the winners of 2013's Detroit Startup Weekend. They are the winners of the 2013 Global Startup Battle.
Hey, and here they are at Startup Nation Radio.
And here
are
they are
kidding?
At Startup Nation
yeah.
Radio.
Yeah.
I'm going to let them talk about Vision Boards and what they've done and all of that, but I want you to know, I actually brought in my Vision Board.
All right.
And I'm going to want some consulting afterwards on how to improve my vision board. I'm a big believer in vision boards and what they can do for you from the perspective of making sure that you really are on task with what you want to do with your life. And there's an amazing the book The Answer, where John Ansaroff has a very poignant moment in the movie with his son when he pulls out this old vision board that he had and he explains to his son, well, this happens to be the home that we're living in that was on my vision board. He explains it, and it's a very poignant moment. Tell us about how you started Vision Boards.
Well, and tell us what it is.
Yeah.
Tell us what it is, and tell us how you got it started.
Exactly. So a vision board
Natalia.
This is Natalia. Yeah. Hello, everyone. To get everyone on the same page, a vision board is a collage of images and sayings that represent ultimate goals you want to achieve in your life. And this could be anything from, you know, always wanting to go to Paris, so you'd have a picture of the Eiffel Tower. Or let's say it is you want to start your own business for this audience. You know, you take the name of that business and you put that up prominently in, you know, in your office space or in your room, and you look at it regularly.
There's no escaping
right there
it.
There's accountability,
and
there's also just putting your energy into the right alignment so that you are focusing on these things regularly.
That whole thing about having envisioning, right?
Envisioning,
and then make it happen.
Wayne Dyer from Detroit, he's a motivational speaker. He's featured on Oprah on the regular, is one of my mentors, you know, in this process. And he always talks about how when he's writing one of his best-selling books, the first thing he does is create the cover first. And then he puts that on his desk as if it's already published. And so it's like strategic planning.
And it's like a great athlete. You know, I hear sometimes great athletes will say, I literally sit before the game and I envision the way it's going to play out. I envision myself running out and catching the ball if he's a wide receiver for a football team, whatever it may be. But there's real true power. The body, the mind reacts when you envision and then you do. After you really have that strong vision, right? You do against the
vision. I think it's 101.
Yeah.
It's the foundation.
Okay, so what did you guys do to take this notion of a vision or envisioning? What did you guys do to do something with that to turn it into a business? How do you make a business out of that?
Sure. So currently, you know, most people, and Dan just pulled up his vision board, are literally cutting pictures out like they're in fifth grade and putting it on a board, and it looks like a very elementary, you know.
And mine does.
And his does. And so, you know, we came, you know, with the idea that there should be some technology behind this.
And when did you come up with that idea?
That's been generating for over the last year or so.
Over the last year. And there was, of course, and we said we're going to extract out key moves. So one of the key moves is that a year, over a course of a year, you were thinking about this.
Oh, yes. I've been in the business planning stage, yes.
But the key move, you know, you might say, obviously, one of the key moves was coming up with the idea of it. But the key move was taking that idea and moving it to action and creating a business around it.
Absolutely.
That happened just a few weeks ago.
Yes, it did. You know, I happened to see Channel 7 had an announcement about the Detroit Startup Weekend. And I've been writing business plans and thinking about how to execute all of this. And obviously, I'm one person, and I knew that I needed a team to help make this come to reality. When I saw that there were resources and a weekend contest where you'd be connected with people like Stephanie, who is now my co-founder and just such a wealth of experience and such an asset to me to execute this. I mean, yeah, you got to show up and kind of
take a
chance.
So another key move, got to have great partner, got to have great people executing the
idea.
Exactly. Stephanie, what is the business part of, give it to, how do you make a business out of this?
Well, I mean, we have a number of different, you know, revenue streams that we're going to be generating from this. But ultimately, it's really about using technology to enable people to not only formulate their dreams, but take those first audacious steps to actually accomplishing them.
And you guys, what's the revenue model?
We have a couple of different ways. Number one, we'll have a corporate sponsorship or a subscription where we'll be working with companies on site virtually to help them not only, you know, have their employees create their own vision boards, but also, you know, help them.
You guys take this notion of creating a vision. You put technology behind it. You enable people's visions into some sort of technology-rich format. Mm-hmm. You then have a variety of ways you monetize that. Yeah. We're going to ask more questions about that because we want to make sure we've got it right. Dan, I know you've got questions. Rich, we're going to bring you in right after the break. I know you've got a burning question. We're going to bring these gals back. Mm-hmm. We're going to learn more about their business. And then we've got a couple of other super startups we're going to feature as well. And we're going to take your calls. If you've got a question for any of our guests or for Dan or I or Rich, 800-859-0957. Call Startup Nation and make your dreams come true. We'll be right back.